Reliving my childhood now because every day I see the ice cream truck come through my neighborhood, except for no kids run out. There's just, he just drives through, and then I'll be lounging at the pool. He drives through again. I'm like, no, move on. We don't want your ice cream here.
Do you get excited though, when you kind of like, when you hear that coming down the street?
No, because mine really? Plays Christmas tunes. Really? Mine plays Jingle Bells.
Really?
Sometimes they play the Happy Birthday song.
I remember as a kid.
Play Silent Night. I'm like, wait, what's happening?
And there was that whole thing with Eddie Murphy. I don't know if it was Raw or Delirious, his stand-up show, where he does that story about the ice cream truck. And I remember, like, when the ice cream truck used to come down our street, like, kids would be, like, running. And,
yeah.
There would be a lion, and it used to be such a big thing.
That's the only time I ever ran as a kid. It was when I was running for food, and it was pulling away from me.
But isn't it funny? We were just talking about this just off the air. Like, that, things that you kind of remember as a kid. And I always remember it was like Mr. Whippy, and there was another one called Tony Bell. And the trucks used to be like bright pink. And I was just
so
showing you.
So it was one parent company that had these trucks.
Mm-hmm. And I was just showing you a picture. And it's just funny, like the little things that you would never even remember and then just sparks a memory in your head.
I don't think that's the case anymore. What are the qualifications to have an ice cream truck? Does an ice cream truck come through your neighborhood?
No. Mm-mm.
Because we have, every day is a different ice cream truck. And I would imagine that you would just have a company, right? Like a parent company.
Uh-huh.
And you'd have a fleet of ice cream trucks and you'd go handle different neighborhoods. But that doesn't, sometimes it's nice, a friendly one. And then sometimes it's Captain Hook's ice cream truck.
Yeah,
it doesn't play any music.
I'm
like, are you selling ice cream or drugs? What's at the back of that?
But isn't it funny? And I guess it's just our kids now, though, kind of, yeah, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. I don't know.
Kids are so hard to impress. We'll be out. Right. I was at some summer safety day or safe summer day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a bag of kids' toys that we give out.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there holding their iPhones, digging through this bag of stuff that's like stamps.
And is that,
like, I don't want this. I'm like, I don't.
And is that part of it? Like, you know, they're there with their iPhones and stuff, but that's huge. I mean, kid, you'd see, like, it was like a sea of kids running down our street.
Now I'm pretty sure they just go to Sam's Club, stock up in bulk, right?
Yeah,
like on the Mr. Good Bar or the Good Humor bars in bulk, and then sell them out of the back of their truck.
It's just sad. Ice cream truck used to be such a great thing.
All right, reliving our childhoods. We want to know, what's your favorite summertime memory? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.